Well, we're not going far in our Wine of the Week this evening. We have some tasty suggestions for you right from good old Virginia.
And joining us now, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, and our Wine of the Week, Scott.
Sean.
This is one of my favorite topics, Virginia wines. Virginia it's one wines. Of yours, too.
It is. Hey, Sean, Hillary, do you remember last week I said, hey, what are you guys doing? You want to come over? And Hillary said, geez, I'd love to. I'm washing my hair. And Sean, I think Sean, you were walking your cat or
but
something.
It came out so nicely.
Oh, look, it is pretty. Yeah. But, you know, I was going to invite you guys over to enjoy a case of Virginia wine. The Governor's Cup put together the 12 top winners from all of the Virginia wines that were submitted for the 2012 Governor's Cup contest. Mm-hmm. They sent me a case. I invited a bunch of people over. We served them blind just to see what would happen. And it was remarkable. We had some great juice in that box.
Well, tell us what came out on top.
I will tell you. The 2009 Glen Manor Vineyards. Now, this is the Hooter Hill Meritage from Front Royal. This wine took first place in the 2012 Governor's Cup. I love the comments from my panel. Long finish, really well balanced was one of them. Impressive flavors of dark fruit and roasted coffee. My personal favorite comment, it's yummy. So, you know, you can't beat that, right? So yeah. $40 for this wine came in first. It was a fun wine to drink.
I spent a lot of time out in southwestern Virginia near Charlottesville. Crozet, Virginia, great place. And you say one of the wines from there came in close second.
Yeah, thank God that you said Crozet because I didn't know how to pronounce it. Yeah, the 2008 King Family Vineyard. Again, another Meritage. My group seemed to like the Meritages. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a state-grown Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot. It's blended in locally with a little bit of sourced Malbec, but you get this earthiness, expansive nature of the wine. One of the comments from the panel was cherry compote. Another one, cocoa and coffee. I really like the structured finish on this wine, $30.
What was your favorite, Scott?
Glad you asked. My personal favorite was the 2009 Keswick Vineyards Reserve Cabernet. This is from Keswick, Virginia. I really think the best comment from this group of people, somebody in my group said, it tastes like it was made for steak. So it's got that really big upfront fruit, those big tannins that support the, you know, cut through the fat of the steak. This wine's looking for a sirloin, and it's $40.
And you had a white that made the top five.
Thank goodness. I was really thrilled that the 2010 Whitehall Vineyards Gewürztraminer from Crozet, thank you. I really like the almost bone dry style of this wine. Really stimulates both the palate and conversation. One of the comments included orange blossom, rose water all in one. And then, of course, my favorite comment, lychee nuts dipped in honey.
Ooh, yeah. Lovely.
A lovely wine.
I'll have
and
to get
$20,
some of
even more lovely.
Thank you. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Well, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.